Research. New PSP clinical trial platform in the USA. An exciting new clinical trial platform is soon to begin across the pond in the USA, led by Adam Boxer at University of California, San Francisco. The PSP trial platform, PTP, has been made possible through a $75 million grant from the National Institute on Aging, NIA, which is part of the National Institute of Health, NIH, and will test a minimum of 3 drugs to see if they can slow progression of PSP and improve quality of life. What is a platform trial? A platform trial differs from a traditional clinical trial in multiple ways. Firstly, it's open-ended. Drugs can be added and removed as the trial progresses, meaning that if a drug is shown to be of no benefit, it can be removed from the trial at an early stage. There is a single control group, which is used as a comparison to the multiple drug arms. In the case of the PTP, the ratio of drug control is 3-1, meaning that more people taking part get access to a drug with potential benefits. A platform trial's design allows for a more flexible and efficient assessment process with lower cost and less burden to participants. The PSP trial platform. The trial will run across 50 sites in the USA and will be the first platform trial of its kind in PSP, modelled on a trial for the similar condition amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, or more commonly known in the UK as motor neuron disease, MND. So far, the first 2 drugs to be tested have been announced. Drug 1 is AADVAC1, developed by Axon Neuroscience, a pharmaceutical company based in Bratislava, Slovakia. AADVAC1 is an active immunotherapy which targets pathological tau proteins in the brain. The active immunotherapy causes the production of antibodies that bind to faulty tau and prevent it from clumping together in the brain or spreading. It also aids in its clearance by microglia. The drug has previously been studied in Alzheimer's disease, which shares the tau pathology with PSP, and it showed a good safety profile in the 24-month phase 2 study. There were positive clinical indications of potential slowing of disease progression, as well as changes in the plasma and the cerebrospinal fluid CSF biomarkers. Drug 2 has been developed by AlzProtect, a French pharmaceutical company based in Lille. AZP2006 has been in development for many years and is designed to restore lysosome function and modulate progranulin while reducing inflammation in the brain and toe clumping. This small synthetic molecule has been testing in a small number of people with PSP in a phase 2a study in France. Over the 3-month study, AZP2006 showed encouraging efficacy in both the clinical and biomarker signals. The continued 6-month open-label extension reinforced these promising results. The compound has received orphan drug designation from both the US Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the European Medicines Agency, EMA. These 2 drugs, alongside a 3rd which is yet to be announced, will be tested in a double-blind 12-month study, followed by an optional 12-month open-label extension where those on the placebo can receive the trial drug. The trial will be assessing safety, tolerability, and clinical proof of concept based on clinical rating scale, the modified PSP rating scale 15, MPSPRS-15. The trial is hoping to begin recruitment at the end of 2025, assisted by the charity Cure PSP. There's a real focus on recruiting people who are normally underrepresented in clinical trials, with transport and hotel costs being covered to alleviate financial burden of participating and language support being provided. Drugs can be added and removed as the trial progresses, meaning that if a drug is shown to be of no benefit, it can be removed from the trial at an earlier stage. We are excited to see this trial beginning soon and look forward to hearing the results. This trial will only be recruiting in the USA, but you can express an interest in taking part in projects and trials running in the UK by scanning the QR code or email research@pspassociation.org.uk for a paper copy.